As I'm sure you've noticed by now, the universe works in mysterious ways. It is constantly working to make available to you the tools, the resources, the people, and the lessons you need to become the person you are meant to be. But it always doesn't make those things totally obvious or even always easy. You might need to go through bankruptcy in order to finally learn the money lessons you need to create a life of true financial abundance. You might have to get laid off or fired from a job you don't like in order to find the job you actually love. Or you might have to go through a painful breakup before you're ready to meet and fall in love with the love of your life. Now, you might feel at times as if you're a newspaper caught up in the wind, being blown about with no clear direction. But if you start paying attention, you'll realize that the universe is constantly sending you signals that show you where you need to go and what you need to do to create the life of your dreams. So today I'd like to share 5 powerful clues that you can begin to pay attention to that will help you understand what you're meant to do to become the person you're meant to be. The first clue I'd like you to focus on is the experience of joy. I always tell my students and clients that joy is the ultimate GPS system. When you experience true joy, it's a sign you're on the right track and doing what you're meant to be doing. On the other hand, when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you might feel dissatisfied, deeply unhappy with your life, the actual opposite of joy. Now, if you're not happy with your job or where you are living or any other aspect of your life, that may be the universe telling you that it's time to make a change. The change might be an external change, like quitting your job, or it might be an internal change, like changing how you're approaching that job. Now, as you move through life, start paying close attention to the times when you are experiencing joy. That's the universe telling you this is what you're meant to be doing. And once you know what it is, you can start looking for more opportunities to create that in your life. The next signal I'd like you to pay attention to is any physical pain that you might experience. The whole purpose of pain is to alert your body and your mind to the fact that something isn't right. So the sooner you pay attention, the sooner you can heal whatever physical ailment might be bothering you. But sometimes though, the thing that's bothering you may not be the problem with your physical body. Instead, it might be the physical manifestation of a stress, an anxiety, or an unhealed emotional wound. So if you ever experience pain that you can't get to the bottom of, it's probably a sign that some belief you're hanging on to, or some thought that you're thinking, or some emotion you're not expressing, or something you're doing or not doing isn't working. And that the universe is using physical pain as a way to draw your attention to it. Far too often, we're taught from childhood to ignore pain, or to grin and bear it, or to numb it out with painkillers or alcohol or drugs. But pain should never be ignored or totally suppressed with drugs or alcohol. I'm not talking about post-surgical pain or the pain from a broken finger or a sprained ankle. Temporarily, painkillers are useful in that situation. But you especially want to pay attention to chronic pain. It could be related to something you shouldn't be eating, some emotions you're not dealing with, or some situation that you need to address that you're avoiding. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people numb out their pain, the pain of an unfulfilling or abusive relationship or a mind-numbing, soul-killing job, with alcohol or pot or even heavier drugs. And the problem is that numbing out your pain is like taking the battery out of your smoke detector because the noise it's making is annoying you. Just like the smoke detector, your physical pain is sending you a message that you need to pay attention to. Now, whether that message is telling you that something is wrong in your body or that something is wrong in your life, it's important to listen to it and take action to resolve it. Now, the third signal I encourage you to pay attention to is anything that gets stuck in your head, like a song that won't stop playing in your mind or a recurring dream you keep having. I can't tell you how many times I've had a song stuck in my head only to realize that that song or the lyrics in that song had the exact message I needed to hear at that moment in my life. Now, if you open your mind to receiving messages as this, I bet you'll notice the same thing. Another important signal I encourage you to pay attention to is your own inner voice or intuition. When you need to make a decision and you're not certain what to do, take time to inquire within, because the truth always is that you already have the answer inside you. You're just not aware of it yet. Now, that little voice inside you may be hard to hear at times. And one way to make it easier to hear it is to meditate regularly. When you take time to clear your mind of the endless monkey chatter that keeps it so distracted all day long, you'll find it easier to hear the inner truth that lives deep inside you. Now, finally, remember that you can simply ask the universe what it's trying to tell you. The universe's communication with you is not a one-way street. If you're ever at a loss for the direction you should take in a specific circumstance, take a moment to simply close your eyes and ask for guidance. Now, how you do this is up to you. The more you open yourself to the powers that be, however you choose to define that, the easier it will be for you to find the answers you seek. So here's your homework to complete after watching this video. Take a moment to write down all the times you've ever felt really true joy in your life. What is that joy telling you, and how can you bring more of it into your life? And also be sure to write down any other signals you think the universe might be sending you. Maybe you feel stuck at your job, or you're frustrated with a toxic person in your life, or you're experiencing some sort of physical pain. Whatever message is the universe sending you, write it down. Now, and then think about it, contemplate about it. That's the important part.